There's three separate families that are facing this at the minute, Craig within Strabane Town, and across, there's other families also affected across the council area. But basically the way it works is that the housing executive at the minute have a policy, and their current policy, which limits the number of tenancy that can then be succeeded. So hypothetically, Greg, if I lived in a house with my mother and father and I cared for them and then my father passes away, that succession then goes to my mother of the house. So they haven't got a joint succession. It's known as a separate succession. So when my father dies, it goes to my mother. And then if my mum passes away, then the succession does not pass to me, even if I have lived in the house for 30 or 40 years, which then means that I am in the process then of being evicted.
You're effectively homeless.
So, effectively they make you homeless. And this is where it baffles me, Craig. You know, we're sitting in the middle here of a housing crisis, and they're going to make people homeless to put other people under the house. You know, and it effectively is a baffling, to be honest. But this is why I've called now Minister Lyons to freeze all upcoming evictions and freeze any upcoming court dates to give the families a bit of headspace until this policy needs reviewed immediately. No, and one other thing that has to be considered here is that the financial cost associated with evictions, the legal proceedings, property clearance, refurbishing works, and then the re-letting process can cost thousands of pounds to the taxpayer.